If you open up missions-expo.co.za, you're going to see that in Pretoria on the 24th of August and in Cape Town, 13 and 14 September, there's a Missions Expo. And to talk about that is Ian Kutsia. Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
Great, Janine. How are you?
Fine and fabulous. Thank you very much. So tell me all about this. Who's presenting the Missions Expo?
Well, Janine, we've been doing that for the last six, 7 years here from Cape Town, from the Evangelisch Gereformeerde Kerk Tygerberg in Leeuwenstein. And this year we are partaking also in one in Pretoria, working with the EG Church there in Wonderboom to have a similar one at the church premises, the 24th of August, as you've said.
Why have a missions expo?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think scripture is very clear on God's heart reaching the whole world with the gospel. And therefore, the whole church must take the whole gospel to the whole world. That is our great commission. That's the church mandate to take the good news, and that the gospel will only be good news if it gets there in time. So there's still more than 3 billion people that are called the unreached people that haven't had a chance of hearing the gospel, of meeting up with a Christian or a Bible-believing evangelical church, have no access to the gospel, to a Bible. Janine, that's more than 7,000 different people groups that still need to be reached. So the focus primarily of this Missions Expo is having a lot of different mission organizations coming and having a table and presenting and telling and showing and the church what they are doing to get the gospel to the unreached people. So it's not all the mission and mission work all over the world. It's those organizations that are trying to reach the unreached for Christ.
But that is very biblical and it's very broad, because at the end of the day, to reinvent the wheel every single time you want to reach the same country as people that are already there and doing the work would be much more effective if you can go serve under, you know, or support people who have already done base work and not start from minus 50 now.
That's right. Yeah, and if you read Acts 1 verse 8, Jesus' words just before his ascension, he said that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all the Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So while you are spreading the gospel as Christian in a local church in your area where God put you, we also have the mandate, the Great Commission, at the same time all over the world to the ends of the earth. So mostly the missionaries in the world at this moment mostly are busy spreading the gospel where there is a local church, where there's Christians, and they are partaking, taking hands with the church. But these guys, these organizations, they are focused by reaching, going to the different places where people have never had a chance of hearing the gospel.
Okay, but I've also heard this statement made that the hardest people to convince to do evangelism, to reach out, are the Christians that's been a Christian for a while. They become so comfortable in the fact that they're already saved, they do not have a heart for the lost. Is it possible to convince people who doesn't have a heart for the lost to actually get at some stage?
Yeah, I think, Janine, that's the work of the Holy Spirit, and he does that through his word, people to see their own hearts. That's really, there's a lack of a passion for the lost, that you're so into yourself and your own church and community and your own things and your own crises and stuff. So that's really what we need to pray for, that God will just a new, fresh passion on his church, people that are really already saved, born again, that they will have his heart. There's a chorus that says, Lord crucified, give me a heart like thine. Teach me to love the dying souls of men. And that we will pray that for the church to awake to a new burden, a new passion for the lost.
Amen. Okay, people want to join, if they want to be there, attend, or just find out more, where do they go?
Yeah, so we've got one in Cape Town on the 13th and the 14th of September. It's in Leeuwenstein. That's on the Friday between 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock the evening, and then the Saturday morning from 10 until 4. And they're very welcome to contact me, Ian Kutsia, at 082-325-1569. And then the one in Pretoria is on the Saturday of the 24th of August. There will be no entry fee. And that's in Wonderboom. So it's a EG church in Wonderboom. And the pastor there is Thijs Loopscher. They can contact him at 082-562-3883.
Right. And if you go onto the internet, missions-expo.co.za.